Thursday, October 23rd, 2025, the depths awaken. The sun has crossed the threshold into Scorpio, and the air itself feels different, heavier, charged, magnetic. After the airy deliberations of Libra, this is where the mask slips. Scorpio doesn't care about appearances. It demands honesty, depth, transformation. The season begins not with the light conversation, but with the sound of a lock turning. The descent inward. As you can see, the sun is sitting right here at 0 degrees. This is what is called the cusp. Sun stands freshly initiated, still shaking off the diplomatic tone of Libra. Got to get them scales off of him. He just escaped the critical 29th degree of Libra. All signs, all ending signs are within from 27 to 30 is pretty much the critical degree, the ending of every sign. The aneuritic critical or aneuritic degree of crisis and completion. And now Mars, the sun enters Mars's nocturnal night domicile. Mars is already in, as you can see, Mars right here is already in Scorpio. And Mars holds the key to this entire season. Because dignified in its own sign, Mars is not impulsive. The warrior here is the surgeon, strategic, the one who transformed through control, intensity. As the domicile lord, Mars, as you can see, the sun is there. The moon is currently there and Mercury is there. They all gathered in the Scorpio, and Mars is setting the emotional temperature for everything that's about to unfold. This could bring up the urge to control. Why? It's Scorpio is a fixed sign. Fixed signs like to control or react impulsively, is high with the sun in aversion to Uranus and Gemini. You see Uranus right here at 0 degrees Gemini, the sun at 0 degrees Scorpio. And the sight line, when I say aversion means pretty much a blind spot. The sun can't see Uranus here, right? And these two planets, one in Scorpio, which is water. Gemini is air, mutable air. And traditionally, aversion means they don't share an aspect. So the mind is racing ahead, looking for breakthroughs and quick answers, while the soul insists on silence and surrender. Power struggles or sudden insights may surface, but Scorpio teaches patience, mastery through restraint. When the will steadies, breakthrough follows. The moon has been in Scorpio and is continuing her travel through Scorpio. She actually entered Scorpio a day before the sun. And the moon is The moon is in fall in Scorpio. And the moon is the queen setting the moon is the queen of emotional, the emotional temperature. As I said, Scorpio is a fixed sign, fixed water. So the moon is, even though she's technically in fall, she's being empowered right now with her proximity to the sun, I mean to Mars, which is the domicile lord. And this could lead to emotional courage and even emotional depth. All right. This morning as we came up and as the sun came up, the moon and Mars were conjuncting early this morning in Scorpio. This is like a lightning fuse of energy, of a lighting a fuse under emotion and instinct. The conjunction ignites courage, but it also can bring volatility. Mars is a volatile planet. Emotional intensity is high. So it's best to move slowly with purpose today. The moon in fall seeks safety, but Mars in Scorpio demands honesty. Together, the moon and Mars in Scorpio could be asking you, what have you been avoiding? What truth needs to be spoken? And then the moon will, when it get that conjunction, see right there at 21 degrees, then an hour later, it's going to nestle in between Mars and Mercury. And then by mid-morning, which is right about now, the moon's going to conjoin Mercury. And your perception may sharpen, conversations deepen, words hit harder under this type of energy. Words spoken now, they carry weight. This is an excellent time for cooperative projects, research, expressing thoughts and feelings with clarity. You are compassionate and clear, receptive and assertive. You could be able to listen as well as you express yourself. You know, there's two sides of a conversation, talking and listening. It's also ideal for reading, learning, and absorbing information. Your mind can be penetrate the depths. Mentally, you can go deeper than the surface level information. Then the moon's gonna keep moving today. And as you can see, Jupiter's over here at 24 degrees. The moon's going to get to 24 degrees, trine. And as you can see right here in the middle, they still got the water grand trine in the air. This is actually beginning a series of trines. Because if you look at over here in the water sign. Saturn's at 26. Neptune is at 29. Jupiter in Cancer. Saturn is still retrograde in Pisces, and Neptune just dipped back into Pisces and sitting over there at 29, at the critical 29th degree. And it's also retrograde, so you got two outer planets retrograde in this grand water trine with Jupiter, exalted Jupiter in Cancer. Water is emotional. So this is a great emotional This energy is great for connecting to your emotions. Let's just say there's a universal gift out there for connecting all day. The water dominates this chart. The language, water is about feelings, intuition, the purification. The grand water trine hums in the background like a deep emotional current. Mars, Mercury, and the moon in Scorpio, Jupiter exalted in Cancer, Saturn, Neptune, and Pisces. Together, they form this emotional release, spiritual healing, a creative restoration. Every modality of water is being touched. Cardinal, fixed, mutable. Cardinal, Jupiter in Cancer, mutable. The Pisces, Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, and then the Scorpio stuff. It's creating a flowing river of emotional intelligence. But remember, trines are easy. And without focus, water stagnates. Today, ask you to engage with this flow with intention. As the moon trines with exalted Jupiter in Cancer, that brings emotional expansion, confidence returns. Jupiter is a diurnal planet. It's the benefic of the day chart. Exalted, that means it's at its peak power in its own exaltation. This is brief but ideal time when you have the opportunity to take up new feel-good activities. You have the chance to take part in some enjoyable pursuits, to spread your wings and fly. Oh! This could be as simple as exploring your local area, putting your feet up, reading a book, maybe taking up a new hobby. On the other hand, you may begin to think about an exciting plan that could broaden your horizon. A new form of study, a trip abroad, or the advent of a spiritual journey. Jupiter. Show your confidence and optimism and reap some rewards. Remember, Jupiter is a benefic in an exalted position. But you gotta keep in mind, y'all, even though Jupiter is in a good position, look over here, you see this red here? It's square Chiron, the wounded healer. Chiron in Aries. Jupiter's about growth. And growth may come through the very wounds you've been avoiding. Expansion begins with emotional safety, but it also requires facing what hurts. I tell you, the moon will move into a trine with the Saturn, it already hit the North Node early in the middle of the night, but it's going to hit the Saturn and its Neptune. Saturn still retrograde in review, still sitting over there at the vowel point where Venus was. Saturn's trying to steady the flow. This could be a good time for any project or circumstances that demanding endurance or tolerance. Right now is also a good time for establishing new habits and rituals. So if you've been thinking about starting an exercise routine, today is the day. Things like that. Serious matters may need to be considered. You have the emotional insights to deal with these. However, you have to focus, y'all. You have to focus in order to achieve the most positive rewards of this energy. The moon moves pretty quickly, so this is a short, brief period. Gather your resources, then tackle tasks, people, or circumstances that are foundations in your life. Saturn in Pisces insists on you have proper, healthy boundaries and a flow that helps you coexist in this matrix. Structure doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to suffocate you. Structure can hold you. It can guide. Structure gives form. Retrograding Saturn asks you to review the spiritual disciplines and emotional boundaries you've been building. What needs reinforcement? What needs release? And by time tonight, when you putting on your Captain America pajamas or your Cinderella nightgown, that's when the moon going to hit this Neptune over here. And that's at the critical degree, final degree in Pisces. This is turning the atmosphere, shifts the atmosphere to almost dreamy and surreal. This is where the veil thins completely. Dreams, pay attention to your dreams, intuition, and spiritual awareness swell like the high tide in the ocean. You know, Neptune controls the ocean. Well, I know y'all gonna think moon, but I'm saying, what's his name? Aquaman. Neptune and Pisces, you gotta watch out for escapism. But this is the energy that it's a reminder that your imagination and faith also forms intelligence. Neptune hanging out there at the 29th degree. Neptune is the mystic. In tarot, Neptune is the hangman, hanging in limbo, right? Hovering between worlds. Neptune is also retrograde in Pisces. Neptune is the modern ruler of Pisces. Jupiter is the traditional ruler. It's kind of like this is like Neptune's last hurrah. Hey, reminisce. You remember back in the day? This is the dreamer's dream, the mystic returns to the ocean. For you females, you might think about the mermaid going back into the ocean. Pisces is oceanic. Neptune amplifies collective sensitivity, dissolves boundaries and borders, thins veils between worlds. Your ancestors could be trying to connect you today. It's a time for spiritual renaissance and let your profound imagination come out. Good for artists, your creativity, but also watch out for illusions. Watch out for being overwhelmed and watch out for the temptation to escape reality. This is a feel-good time if you relax and tune into the subtle aspects of life, art, nature, beauty, dreams, anything connected to the spiritual realm. The more you can relax and trust your own feelings, the more that you can enjoy this moment. You need to cast aside logic and practicality momentarily and delight in just breathing, listening, playing, and fantasizing. Do you daydream? Get by some water. Go for a swim, get a massage, anything that's soothing. When boundaries melt, not everything that enters is divine, y'all. Don't let the boundaries get out and get some cooties on you. The lesson is to learn how to swim without drowning, how to stay open without losing your center. Neptune in Pisces invites sacred surrender. Trust the currents of the soul, create from spirit, and love with condition. My bad, that was a Freudian slip. Love without conditions. What's that mean? Unconditional love. The most profound wisdom is sometimes found in silence, stillness, and surrender to mystery. Welcome to Scorpio season, y'all. The invitation is, something feels too heavy to hold, let it dissolve in all this water, Grand Trine. Scorpio season is asking for courage in vulnerability to face what has been buried and reclaim your power. Saturn in Pisces insists that boundaries and flow coexist. Ooh. So your boundary has to be permeable to allow osmosis. Jupiter in Cancer reminds us that expansion begins with emotional safety. I gotta feel emotionally safe to fly before I make that leap. Neptune, the hangman, hovering at the last degree of Pisces, invites a kind of sacred surrender. The universe is asking you to give up. I give. Say uncle. Scorpio season supports emotional courage. Whether you are navigating loss, healing old wounds. Remember I said Jupiter's over there, square to Chiron. Or stepping into a new layer of your personal power, the process may not always be comfortable, but it can be liberating. Being comfortable is a great feeling, and it's a great feel to be there, but it's a terrible place for growth. This is a time for honesty, regeneration. The modern ruler of Scorpio is Pluto. And the kind of intimacy that begins with self-acceptance. And part of self-acceptance is being honest with yourself. The good and the bad. You got to acknowledge it. There is a magic in this intensity. If you don't like intensity, this pressure could bust your pipes. When you move through fear rather than around it, you reclaim the energy that once locked you away. You're imprisoned by fear. Scorpio season reminds you that transformation does not always look beautiful, especially on the outside. But on the inside, it's the fire that forges strength, clarity, truth. It's about Scorpio's lesson is learning to let it go, but connected with Pisces, letting go of illusions, attachments, and patterns that no longer serve you. Putting in their place something truer, more authentic to you. You got to let that other stuff go to let this version of you emerge. So, quick recap. So early morning, the moon going, it conjunct Mars, which is courage. Face what you've been avoiding. You know, then the moon moves on and gets with Mercury, which is clarity. It was about speaking your truth with precision. Then don't forget the Jupiter trine. Jupiter lifts your spirits. Dream bigger. Expand with intention. Then it's going to hit with that Saturn, right? Saturn is asking you to commit. Are you scared to commit? I know someone long time ago had in a song, commitment sells like drama. But commitment allows you to build something that's lasting. Neptune, later on tonight, when you're putting your under rules on, Neptune's opening up the door. Are you going to surrender to the mystery and trust the currents? Or are you fearful to trust? Transformation begins when you stop running from what is real. Welcome to Scorpio season, everybody. The waters are deep. Are you ready to take this dive? Hey, I'm a Scorpio moon, so I was born in this deep water, y'all. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Make sure you leave a comment down below. If this, let me know what part of this resonate with you. By the way, if y'all feel like leaving me a tip, go ahead. At the end, you got the information. Like, share with a friend, family member. Next, that person that delivers your food, tell them, hey, you need to check this video out. You're rocking with Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.